We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This guy's very popular on the station, very much in demand. One of Pittsburgh's best sports writers has the beat on baseball. John Parrotto joins us right now. John, what was your reaction to the proposal the players made to the owners late last night?
I thought it was interesting, but I think it was also kind of their response, like, you know, you offered us something you knew we weren't going to take. Now we're going to offer you something that you're not going to take. And, you know, I understand the idea of playing more games because the players would make more money. The owners theoretically would get more TV money. But I just think it's a non-starter right now with them not willing to take a little bit more than a prorated salary.
John, do you agree with the sentiment that some have put out there, just that the fact that there are at least proposals now flying back and forth, even if they're unreasonable, is a good sign because it means the sides are communicating in some tangible way?
Yeah, I think so, Chris. I think, you know, it'll lead – give some framework to try to find some middle ground. And I know that there's not a whole lot of, there's a lot to find middle ground at the moment. But I do think, you know, I know at first they were talking like the players might not even make a counter proposal. And if that was the case, then it would have really been in trouble, the negotiations. So it shows me both sides are willing to come to the table or the Zoom call, I guess, in these times and talk. But now it's a matter of finding that middle ground, and they both have a long way to go. But I don't think it's also impossible now that there's at least dialogue between the two sides.
John Parrotto, Pittsburgh baseball writer, joining us here on The Fan. Buster Olney reports, and I'd heard the same thing, that some owners feel like they're going to lose more money if they play, and if there's a second wave and the postseason gets abandoned, they're going to lose even more money. So they're willing to just say, let's punt on 2020 and wait for 2021. John, do you think Bob Nutting feels that way? If you had to guess where he sits in all of this, what would you say?
I would think from a purely financial standpoint that, yeah, it's probably better that the Pirates don't play this year. I would think if he's looking at purely from a financial standpoint, yes. But if you're looking for the good of the game and the popularity of your sport, I think you really need to play this year because otherwise, as we've talked about before, you risk going 17 months before you play another meaningful game. And it's very easy in today's society, if you're gone for a year and a half, to be out of sight and out of mind.
John, do you get any sense that now that the players have sent this proposal back, that there might actually be a blackout of sorts, that there won't be any more things being litigated through the media, that these sides are actually going to get down to business behind closed doors, or I guess, you know, with private Zoom calls, I should say, and yeah, not have any more leaks coming out?
I don't know. I think that most of the leaks have come from the owners. The owners realize they can make the players look like really bad guys in this whole negotiation. I do think if in the next few days we don't hear much, that'll be a good sign that maybe they did go dark with the negotiations and are really getting down to serious business of trying to hammer out a deal. So whether it happens or not, I'm not so sure, but I think it would behoove, to use a Jim Tracy word, both sides to just get a deal done and quit posturing in the media, quit posturing in the public, and just get a deal done, because that's what fans want to see, and especially in the times we're in now, nobody has a stomach to see people arguing over money in this time in history.
John, why not just defer salaries? Why not just take the money that the owners say they don't have right now and pay these players when they get it down the road?
Well, that's what the players are wondering. And, I understand the players' offer on that. And, I think they're willing to at least extend the, some understanding of the fact the owners are going to take a hit this year. But the owners, the thing about baseball negotiations is, it's after the last few CBAs, it seemed like the sides got together negotiating them. But now we're right back to where we used to be. Is every time the collective bargaining agreement comes up, both sides are dug in. Both sides feel they have to win the negotiation. They can't, come up with something equitable. And that seems to be both sides are dug in right now. The players are mad. The salaries have stayed flat for the last 3 or 4 years in the major leagues. While revenue keeps going up, they're getting less and less a slice of the pie. They feel the owners colluded in free agency, not so much this past winter, but the two winters before that. And I think the players are really dug in on this. They're mad at the owners. They feel the owners took them to the cleaners in last negotiation, which they did, and that's partially the Players Association fault for agreeing to the terms of the collective bargaining agreement. And I really feel both sides really want to win this. And this is really not the time to win. If there's ever a time for compromise, this seemingly would be it.
John, do you feel like everything other than that, the players, knowing they got taken to the cleaners, which I think everybody acknowledges that they did the last negotiation, but do you think those other charges that they've kind of levied against the owners, the collusion, everything else, do those ring true to you?
I think they do to an extent. I do think also because of the analytics age that we live in now in baseball, and people, they have statistical analysts that can put a value on what a player is worth instead of just a gut feeling from scouts and what have you. They can say, hey, this guy hit this, hit that, had did this in the field. His WAR was this. This is what we should pay him. So I do think that's partially helped keep salaries down. But I also think a lot of owners, I don't know if they colluded or just got a little bit smarter, because it never made sense to me that you would give a 32, 33-year-old player a 7-year contract when basically you know he's not going to be the same player that he was the previous 6 or 7 years. And I think what happened a lot for a long time in baseball is they paid players for what they did, not what they're going to do. And I think the owners have finally come to the realization, hey, that's not the best business practices. I do think maybe to an extent they colluded, but I also think to an extent they decided, hey, we're tired of wasting money, throwing money down the drain on certain players.
John, what are the Pirates doing for their minor league players, and what should they be doing for them moving forward?
Well, my understanding is they're going to pay him the $400 stipend at least through the end of June. There was some question whether they would do that. I think I would take the lead of the Kansas City Royals and Minnesota Twins, two other small market franchises, especially the Royals, a very small market. They're paying their players through the end of the minor league season, which would be Labor Day or right thereabouts. I think from a goodwill standpoint and the fact that these kids, unless they got big signing bonuses, most of them barely have a pot to you-know-what in. And it's just I don't think it's that much money for a multi-million dollar corporation to give, by baseball terms, a real pittance to these players. They need it. They've sacrificed. They do without in the minor leagues. They play for very minimum wage, not even minimum wage for a normal worker in the United States. So I think from a public relations standpoint and just doing the right thing standpoint, I would like to see the Pirates and really all teams, not just the Pirates, pay these guys through at least the end of August.
Jay Parrotto on Twitter. Check him out. Bunch of places you can read him. Very much in demand. John Parrotto, Pittsburgh baseball writer. John, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, guys. Thanks for having me as always. I appreciate it.
Yep, see ya.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.